Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with Taryn Armstrong for another Big Brother exit interview Friday. Taryn, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Rob. Very excited to be here.
Yep, Taryn, just got off of the morning update with Puya. Another good one this morning. I feel like you're very dressed up today for the Friday morning.
Rob, I have clothes again.
Is that what it is? Is that
yeah.
You're sort of like, just,
I have clothes, more than five t-shirts again.
Yeah, because it's an early morning for you. I'm like, Taryn looks like showered and ready to go. So I'm wondering how early do you have to start your morning?
Well, I am certainly starting my mornings much earlier, but I'm also just going to bed earlier. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Taryn, it was, I'm sure, a late night for you with everything going on. If you missed the Big Brother live feed update, we'll be talking, I'm sure, plenty more when we get to our BB Q&A for the Patrons Rob's podcast later on Friday. Today, we have our exit interview with Whitney, and then only one more exit interview to go.
Yeah, it's soon to be over.
Yeah.
Miss him.
Time flies. All right. So we'll have one more for you next Friday. But in the meantime, we have Whitney here on the line. Of course, you could also watch the video of this as well on our YouTube channel. Let's go ahead and patch in Whitney. Hey, Whitney, how are you? This is Rob Cesternino and Taryn Armstrong for RHAP. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I didn't get much sleep last night. My mind has been whirling, but I'm doing fantastic.
It was a 10-0 vote against you last night. Why do you feel like that the whole house, it seemed like it was a very pleasant goodbye. Why do you feel like everybody went along with the vote against you?
It's really unfortunate. As you've seen so far this season, every single vote has either been unanimous or there's been a couple sympathy votes in there. I think people are just really scared to go against the current HOH. Whatever HOH is in position, that's kind of people have been voting with them instead of thinking for themselves. I think if people did think for themselves more, they would have seen a lot more of a benefit of me staying in the game to help further their own game and be in a position to help take out some big competitors, because I'm not afraid to make those moves. So that was seen as a threat for the bigger competitors.
Yeah, we saw that you were told about the Royal Flush Alliance. That kind of came into prominence as the Slaughterhouse sort of disintegrated. Were you concerned when the Slaughterhouse was going away that maybe something else was going to be built and that you weren't a part of it?
Oh, absolutely. The Slaughterhouse, I don't even know if I can call that a real alliance. I think that was just Frenchie being like, oh, and maybe you go in there, and then maybe you go in there. And then all of a sudden we're like, why are you here? I'm so confused. So it was very chaotic. I never actually thought that would make it very far. But I did see a lot of the Royal Flush forming over the last couple of weeks. You could see a lot of personal relationships coming together a lot more. And I did know that I wasn't a part of it, which is why I went to Christian, Alyssa X, and Derek X sometime last week to hopefully form something together and be a part of it. And unfortunately, at that point, it was a little too late.
I know last night we got your reaction to the Royal Flush. I know you've been doing press all day today and have learned about what's going on with the cookout. How surprised are you to hear about the other hidden alliance in the house?
I'm honestly not surprised whatsoever. You can see these relationships forming. People aren't being sneaky about it. I'm surprised by the size of it. The fact that the Royal Flush is an 8-person alliance is shocking to me. I feel like there's no way that's going to work out and people are going to start backstabbing each other probably any day now. The cookout, I saw a lot of those relationships forming, but there are some people within that alliance that they really don't talk much game whatsoever, at least around me. So I was surprised to see them actually working in something. Like Derek F supposedly hates talking game. Aza hates talking game, stays by herself. So the fact that they're in an alliance together is like mind boggling to me.
We did see Oz's goodbye message to you. What was your reaction to her crush on Xavier?
Middle school crush on Xavier.
Who doesn't have a crush on Xavier? Like, I wasn't shocked whatsoever. I think everybody who has seen this man would have a crush on him. So I'm not surprised at all. If that is one of the reasons why she wanted me out of the house, I feel like that's pretty childish. And she could have played a little smarter than that. But I understand, I guess, a little.
There's a great clip of you massaging his hand and her giving a death stare. So
really? He was my favorite person in the house. Beyond the fact that he's very attractive, he is the person that I felt the closest connection with and could actually talk to without being overwhelmed, because there's so many big personalities in the house. So I at least see him as a friend. I feel bad that she got so upset about. No, I don't feel bad. Never mind. I don't feel bad that she got upset.
Whitney, you got to put together your team as the person who won that first part of the HOH for the Aces. Did you have any of your draft picks that you wish you could have had a do-over on?
I wish that I would have kept Travis instead of Brent. We all saw, I'm sure, Brent's personality over time. I wish that I didn't have to be around that man as much as I was. So that would have been my first decision that I could have changed. But if I could have created my own team from scratch, it probably would have been X. Probably would have kept Hannah. Would have loved to have Sarah Beth. And probably Derek X still, as much as I hope he goes out soon. Mm-hmm. That would have been my dream team.
Why are you hoping Derek X goes out soon?
Are you kidding me? Did you hear him? He was so blunt when he was like, well, Hannah and I will be here next week. Like, I knew immediately that they were working against me. I hope he goes soon. He was going to be one of my targets.
Did you feel like that he's working against you, or that it was just that, you know, that if he was going to stay, you know, there was a, you know, what is he supposed to do? Like, he couldn't rally the house to save you.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's still going against me. I'm still on his team. He should have still fought for me at least one more week.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he wasn't working with me, which makes him working against me.
I'll tell you, it was not his ideal scenario that you left this week. It was not what he wanted, but
oh, really? Actually, he fought for me.
I wouldn't say he fought for you, because he was fighting for Hannah more, but there was a plan last week. A lot of people wanted to keep you in the game because you were talking about going after Christian and Alyssa. Derek X had actually been doing a lot of work to convince the Queens that they should want to keep you and Hannah around to go after the Kings for them. But then when Christian won HOH, you know.
So they were already wanting to target their own alliance.
Yeah.
He's in an alliance. They're going to blow up, I swear, this week.
You might be onto something. Yeah.
No way.
You don't have the live feeds yet, right?
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
See, my ideal alliance would have been Christian, Alyssa, Derek X, and X. That would have been my ideal alliance. I feel like that's a good number. 8 people, there's no way you're going to make it very much further without it just imploding.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it was difficult to be around Brent. Could you describe a little bit what was the biggest challenge about not only living with Brent, but also being on a team with him?
He's so arrogant. I don't want to talk too poorly about a person, but he was just infuriating to be around. It was so hard for me to be around him that people would joke about the fact that he and I are most likely a divorced couple in the season. And they, like, that was one of the twists of the seasons, was that they threw in some divorced couple because we fought so much. He just thinks that everything he says is right. He thinks that he's like God's gift. He thinks that all women love him. Mm-hmm. Like, he just has such a high opinion of himself. And it's just really hard to be around.
If I had to pinpoint where things actually started to go wrong for you, it actually probably starts with Tiffany. You had a good relationship with Tiffany in week one. You kind of bonded over being parents. But basically by week two, she felt like you didn't really talk much game with her and thus found you a bit threatening. What happened with that relationship?
I didn't know that she thought that or felt that. So I have no idea. I thought that we were still fine. I have no idea. You're telling me something I had no idea about. That was definitely not a conscious effort at all. We didn't talk as much for some reason. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Thanks. Dang. I didn't know that. Yeah. See, that's what I'm looking forward to. I can't wait to like go back and binge watch everything and to like read a few things and see what was happening that I had no idea about.
Mm-hmm. And Winnie, what was it like being in the slaughterhouse with Frenchie?
We called it the Frenchie Revolution. That whole period of time when he was in charge, it was just utter chaos. I adore the man as a person. As a game player, it was exhausting and overwhelming and emotional. And if you did not stay awake until 4 a.m., you could wake up and be like, oh, I'm the target now? Like, what happened? We were fine last night. Because his opinion changed so much. And there was so much talking behind people's backs. And at one point, he walked into a room randomly, pointed at me and said, as far as the other side of the house, I'm out. Like, he blew up my game when I supposedly was going to be a final two with him. Like, he was very unpredictable.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
I really enjoyed the conversation between you and him about the All Women's Alliance that he helped start.
I laughed in his face when he told me the name.
Yeah. You did. So this was sort of an interesting part of your game. You heard about this Women's Alliance, but then you did kind of learn that Frenchie, cause he started it and then immediately ratted it out. You did talk about wanting women to do well in the game that ended up being used against you. Certainly with the men, is that something that you were concerned about, when you talked about this, is that something that you would have stuck to? Cause the main argument was, Whitney will never vote for a man in the final two. So, it behooves the men to get her out pre-jury.
Oh, behooves is one of my favorite words to use, by the way. I love that word. Yeah. I don't have any regrets because I am very like pro female. Like I would love for a female to win, but I'm a lot more logical when it comes to my decisions. And if it were a man who made smarter moves versus a woman who was able to like coast through per se, I would absolutely vote for the man to win. Just because a female's in the final two doesn't mean that would have been my game decision choice for that person. Like I would have been a lot more logical than that. Ideally, it will be a strong female who earned her place to win. But again, like that wouldn't change my choice and vote whatsoever.
Okay, Whitney, I know you got to run, but thank you so much for making some time to talk to us today. And, enjoy your time outside of the house after 30 long days in the Big Brother 23 house.
Thank you. I'm ready to go see my kids and go to the beach.
Yeah. Okay. Take care. Bye,
thank
Whitney.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you guys.
All right, Taryn, there you have it. Big Brother Whitney.
There it is. She was very pleasant.
Yeah, she seemed in like the best spirits of anybody that we talked to on the exit interviews so far.
Yeah, I mean, she had a very pleasant exit as well. So I guess it's not super surprising. Mm-hmm. I feel like Whitney is the kind of person she'll take it with a smile.
Yeah, I mean, she went out like in very good spirits. Also, she seemed like she's led an axe to grind against Derek X. But glad you're
so mad. She still was about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's still pissed. She's still pissed. She's not going to like when she watches the live feeds this week.
Oh boy, I think she will like it actually.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Taryn, next up for us, we're going to jump on over, answer some questions from the patrons on the BB Q&A, and then it's the back to the regular got Saturday update, Sunday update, and we'll be back with another Big Brother recap on Sunday. What else you got coming up?
Just find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, chatting about Big Brother, playing some games, all the fun stuff.
Yeah. If you watch the video of this, that Whitney froze for about like 3-4 minutes. So we do apologize about the technical issues over there. But the video is up on YouTube if you want to check out any of what the visual version of this podcast looked like. So that's up at robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Taryn, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. We'll be back with more Big Brother coming up soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.